you've got a lot of people in Congress these days that are waking up and very concerned about the awakening of the American electorate. If there's one positive development in this administration, it's the fact that the American public is waking up from apathy and getting angry and doing some things. So one, contact your representatives, your congressman, congresswoman, and your senators, and make it very clear that they need to wake up and be responsible and become aware of the fact that the financial sovereignty of this country has, in fact, been dished off to the Bank for International Settlements. That information's in the book, or they can go to the Bank for International Settlements and read it themselves. The second thing that needs to be done, George, and this is a longer range view of it,
mm-hmm.
We need to have financial reform. We've got to have it so that these currencies aren't being manipulated. And we can do that if we back currency not by gold, because gold can be manipulated and there isn't enough of it, but by actual production, by products and real estate. If money represents products, you can't have deflation and inflation and deflation. If you allocate money based on the amount of production in a state or a country, then the amount of money is available to buy the products and services that are there to buy. So the long-winded answer to your question is there are specific investment things that a young man or woman should do today that's 25. And two, we can't just turn our back on the fact that we've got a global financial crisis and these international bankers are running roughshod. We've got to be responsible about it.
Absolutely. Ron Paul may be the only politician who has a view of this entire scenario. Would you agree?
I would say Ron Paul in the House and Tom Coburn in the Senate.
Okay. The Federal Reserve, how strong is it? You know, it's an underling to the Bank for International Settlements, but I'm sure it's a big player.
Yes. Yes, it's an extremely big player, and how strong is it was demonstrated by the fact that Ron Paul's bill got through the House. He muscled it through the
House.
He
did muscle it, that's right.
As it was written, and then it got to the Senate, and Chris Dodd and his committee chopped it up and just weakened it dramatically, so that the bill to audit the Fed, which is quite simple, all he was asking for, all Dr. Paul was asking for, was an audit of the Fed. They're screaming that this would affect financial, fiscal policy, and so forth, was just a red herring, George. But they chopped this thing up, and they said, okay, good, well, there's going to be an audit of what the Fed did during the financial crisis. The truth of the matter is that the United States government should take back the printing of money from this group of, to use this metaphor again, fiscal vampires at the Federal Reserve Bank.
John, what do the globalists want? I mean, they've got more money than God. They've got the power they need. I mean, what do they want? Are they bored with life? Is this like a chess game for them?
Well, they do have more money than most people could even imagine. They do have power.
Who needs that amount of money?
Exactly. Except they don't think that way, George. They don't think that way. They think like we need to keep – they're afraid that there's going to be some kind of revolution. They're afraid of anyone that will do good. They're afraid of people finding out the crimes that they have committed. These people are psychotic, to use a word.
They are petrified. This is my impression, John. They are petrified of the truck driver out there listening to this program going, right on, I'm not going to let them do this to me. They're petrified of the police officer who says, you know what, I've been pushed enough, it's not going to happen. They're petrified of the fact that we're talking about this right now, aren't they?
They are. They are indeed, and that's why you see efforts to control the internet by the federal government and suppression on communication. They are petrified. That's the perfect word. They are in fear. And so the logical, reasonable look at these people and say, you've got all the money and power that you need. What's your problem? Their problem is that they are petrified, and they are petrified that people will take back control of their government. And I speak in this country not only from someone who currently has their eye on what's going on in Washington and follows it closely, but as you said during my introduction, the former chairman of the Department of History of a small private college in Northern California. I love this country, George. Most Americans love this country. And what is going on now is outrageous. I hate to keep harping on this number, but it drives home a point. $1.8 trillion budget deficit this year. Last year it was $1.4 trillion. This cannot continue. It is unsustainable. And people have to take back control of the government and get people in there like Dr. Paul, as you mentioned, and like Tom Coburn in the Senate, who is the most fiscally conservative senator on the Hill, and bring some sanity back to government.
Where does the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund fit into this?
Good question. These institutions were formed after the Second World War, or towards the end of the Second World War, actually, at Brenton Woods, New Hampshire in 1944, where the Allies got together and made agreements that restructured or structured the world financial architecture. The World Bank was originally supposed to make loans to European nations that had been devastated, and the International Monetary Fund was supposed to keep a balance in currency exchange. But they have grown way, way beyond these original intentions.